Okay, let's start with a visual. Imagine you are sitting on a gold mine. And I don't mean, a metaphorical one. I mean, you are literally sitting on a vault filled with high quality, verified, structured information.
Right. The most valuable thing in the economy today.
Exactly. But here's the catch. The vault is locked. Or at the very least, the door is so heavy that getting anything out is just, it's a ton of manual labor.
You know, that is a surprisingly accurate analogy for where a lot of legacy education companies are right now. They have the gold, but the logistics of mining it are, frankly, killing them.
And that brings us right to our subject for today's deep dive. We are looking at a real heavy hitter in the K-12 education space, Edmentum.
Oh, yeah.
If you've spent any time in schools, you've probably heard of them. They're behind Courseware, ExactPath, Study Island. They are like the digital backbone for millions of students.
They are. And it's important to say they're not some startup. They have the research, they have the pedagogy, they have proven outcomes. But like every content business today, they're hitting a wall.
Owl.
We call it content saturation versus the production bottleneck.
The production bottleneck. That sounds like an issue on a factory floor, not for a digital company.
But it is a factory issue. Think about it. You have infinite shelf space online. YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, you name it. The shelves go on forever.
Right.
But filling those shelves, that takes human time. And humans, we're linear. You can only make one thing at a time.
So today we're going to run a kind of simulation. We're taking Edmentum's massive library of static text, all those PDFs, those digital textbooks, and we're plugging it into a new piece of infrastructure, the Auto Content API.
Which gets called the Notebook LM API alternative. But honestly, that's a massive undersell. This isn't just a summarizer, it's an industrial engine for content transformation.
So our mission is simple. Can an established giant like Edmentum use this API to become a multimodal media company, like overnight, without hiring 1,000 new people? Let's unpack it.
Let's get into it.
I want to start with the money, with the economics, because I think people really underestimate the cost of just making stuff.
Absolutely.
We hear content transformation and think it's easy, but there's a huge cost crisis here, isn't there?
It's fundamental. Let's take their courseware. Say they have a lesson on the Civil War and they want to make a podcast to go with it.
Okay, simple enough. Grab a mic, hit record.
If only. In a corporate environment, especially in education, where you have to be accurate, it's a nightmare. You need a scriptwriter, voice actors, a sound engineer, a producer.
A whole team.
For a single good quality episode, you're looking at anywhere from maybe $100 on the super low end to $15,000 if you want it to sound professional.
15 grand for one
The
episode.
one, and video is way worse.
Yeah.
A short form video, like for TikTok or Reels, can easily run you $3,000 to $10,000. Now multiply that by the thousands of lessons Edmentum has.
The math just doesn't work. You can't do it.
Exactly. So what happens? Nothing. The content stays as a PDF, it just sits in the vault.
And that's where this API comes in. You called it an industrial engine. How is this different from me just pasting text into, ChatGPT?
It's the difference between a tool and a workflow. The key difference is structure, scale, and automation. Auto Content API treats content as data. It uses what's called a headless workflow.
Okay, headless. Break that down for anyone who's not a developer.
Sure, headless just means there's no person clicking buttons. It's code talking to code. Edmentum servers can just send a signal like, hey, here's the URL for our annual impact report.
So no dragging and dropping.
None. The ATI ingests that URL or a PDF or raw text, and it spits out a finished media asset, a podcast, a video,
So
whatever.
it's not just summarizing, it's like alchemy.
Alchemy is the perfect word. It takes that dry impact report and outputs, say, a two-person podcast discussing the findings
Yeah.
or a set of social media videos all at once.
That's wild. So you just drop a file in a folder and out pops a video and a podcast.
And for a company with as much material as Edmentum, that unlocks everything. They don't need new ideas. They have great ideas. They just need new formats.
Okay, let's drill down on the audio part because Google's Notebook LM has been making waves. I've used it. It's pretty cool. You drop in a PDF, you get this audio overview. Why not just use that?
Notebook LM is a fantastic consumer tool. It's great for you or me, but it's manual. You have to drag the file, click the button, download the MP3. There's no API.
Ah, so you can't build it into your system. You can't automate the pipeline.
Precisely. If Edmentum has 50,000 lessons to convert, they can't have an intern dragging and dropping for the next decade. This API allows for programmatic generation.
Robots telling other robots what to do.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really exciting for the student. Let's look at their exact path program.
Right. That's their personalized learning platform.
Yeah. And the data is incredible. They've shown students can gain up to 17 percentile points in math and reading. That's life-changing. But there's a catch.
There's always a catch.
The catch is dosage. You need about 40 minutes of use a week to see those gains.
40 minutes doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're a struggling student or just a busy kid, sitting down to read text on a screen for that long is a huge ask.
It is. That's the friction. Text requires 100% of your attention. You can't read a textbook while you're walking to the bus stop.
But you can listen.
You can listen. By using the API to turn those lessons into audio studies, Edmentum unlocks all that dead time. The bus ride, doing chores, whatever. The student can get their 40 minutes in.
That completely changes the accessibility, but, and I have to ask this, we've all heard text-to-speech. It's usually awful, robotic, monotone. I'd tune out in 10 seconds.
You're absolutely right. The old stuff was terrible, but we're not talking about that anymore. This API uses advanced voice cloning and something called multi-speaker dynamics.
Multi-speaker dynamics, so it fakes a conversation.
Yes. It simulates a host and an expert or two people debating. It adds pauses, intonation, even those little verbal nods like, right, okay,
Wait, it adds the
It does. And that's a huge psychological cue. It tricks your brain into thinking you're listening to a real show, not a lecture. It makes the content, you know, bingeable.
So a dry lesson on the water cycle could become a 5-minute podcast. That sounds like, I don't know, Radio Lab?
Essentially, yes. For every single lesson in their catalog ever booking a studio.
That's the magic part we talked about. But there's another layer here. Global reach. Edmentum isn't just in the U.S.
No, they're huge globally. They work with schools in Thailand, in Korea, all over the world.
Which means you have a language barrier. I imagine localizing a U.S. curriculum for, say, Korea is a complete nightmare.
Nightmare is putting lightly. You hire translators for the text. Then you need native voice actors for any media. You have to re-edit everything. It can take months.
And by then, the content might be out of date.
Often, yeah. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50.
Over 50. So let's take Edmentum's Major Clarity platform. That's their career readiness tool.
Right, helping kids figure out what to do after high school.
So they have a module on careers in renewable energy created in English. They can send that text through the API, and overnight, they can have native language audio and video versions for students in Spain, Korea, Thailand.
And not just subtitles. We're talking the actual audio is in Spanish.
Native sounding Spanish audio. The API handles the translation and the voice synthesis.
That's a massive equity issue right there.
It is. It means an ESL student in Chicago or a student in Seoul gets the exact same high-quality curriculum in their language at the same time.
It just multiplies their addressable market instantly. You don't need to build a Korea team to launch in Korea.
Exactly. It decouples scaling from headcount. You scale with compute, not people.
Okay, let's switch to visuals. Yeah. Because as much as I love audio, we live in a visual world. If you want to reach a 15-year-old, you have to be on a screen, and it's probably vertical.
The short form imperative. TikTok, Shorts, Reels. It's the dominant format.
And education companies are usually terrible at this. They try to be cool, and it's just cringe.
It's so cringe. Or they just ignore it. But for something like Major Clarity, you can't. A student exploring a career wants to see it, not read three paragraphs about it.
But again, cost. You said $3,000 minimum for a short video earlier.
Right. But the API has a specific endpoint for this. Video create shorts.
Huh. I love that we're naming the endpoints.
We have to. That's the tool. It takes the texts, say a job description, and it generates a 9.16 vertical video. It finds stock footage or uses an AI avatar, handles the lip sync, and this is key, it burns in those snappy subtitles everyone uses.
And the cost? What's the sticker price on that?
It's about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to around 4 euros.
4 euros versus $3,000.
That's the cost arbitrage. You're cutting the production cost by over 99%.
That changes everything. At $3,000, a video is a huge decision. At 4 euros, it's disposable. It's abundant.
Exactly. Edmentum could just flood the zone. They could have 5 new career videos drop every single day on a dedicated channel, all generated from data they already have.
Incredible. It moves from, we should have a video strategy, to video is the default.
And it's not just for social media. Think about explainer videos. A bit longer, maybe 60 to 90 seconds.
Like a little Khan Academy clip.
Same idea. A student is working on a math problem, they get stuck on the quadratic equation. Normally, they have to wait for the teacher or just guess.
Or they Google it and get lost on Reddit for an hour.
Right. Instead, Edmentum could generate a quick explainer for every tough concept and embed it right there in the lesson.
Just in time learning.
The student clicks play, an avatar explains it, they solve the problem, it keeps them on the platform, and it reduces the burden on the teacher.
That's a huge point, because Edmentum also provides professional development for teachers.
They do. And this is where the API gets really interesting for the adults, not just the kids. It has an intelligence engine called Deep Research.
Deep Research. Okay, tell me more.
Unlike a normal chatbot that just predicts words, this engine can browse the live web. You can read reputable sources like the Financial Times, or more importantly for Edmentum, state education websites.
Oh, compliance. Every teacher's favorite thing.
It's a massive headache. State standards, like the text in Texas, are always changing. Keeping the curriculum compliant is a full-time job.
So how does the API help?
Edmentum could set up what they call recurring research templates. The API scans those government websites every week looking for changes.
And then what? Sends an email.
Even better. It can automatically generate a briefing document or, get this, a weekly teacher roundup podcast. Imagine being a teacher and on Monday morning you get a 5-minute audio brief. Here are the 3 updates to the science standards this week.
Wow, that's giving teachers their Sunday nights back.
It shifts the tech from just being a delivery tool to being an active assistant. It does the grunt work.
This really paints the picture of an automated enterprise, but is this actually affordable? Schools are always on a tight budget.
The pricing is, well, it's surprisingly accessible. An amateur plan starts at 24 euros a month. The business plan is around 108 euros a month.
Wait, 108 euros a month? That's less than my phone bill?
Right. Compare that to 1 hour of a video editor's time. It's not even in the same ballpark.
It lets you fail. That's what strikes me. If you spend 15 grand on a podcast and it flops, you're in big trouble. If you spend 4 euros on a video no one watches, who cares? You just make another one.
It enables experimentation at a massive scale.
Before we wrap up, you mentioned the agentic web. This sounds like the final piece. What does that mean for a company like Edmentum?
This is so critical. We're moving away from a web where humans search for things. We're moving to a web where our AI agents search for us.
So I don't Google Civil War dates. I just ask my AI assistant.
Exactly. And that AI assistant prefers structured data. It doesn't want to parse a messy PDF any more than we do. The auto content API outputs, clean JSON, and transcripts alongside all the media.
So by using this, Edmentum isn't just making nice videos for people.
No. They are future-proofing their curriculum. They're structuring their data so that the next generation of AI search can read it, understand it, and serve it up as the correct answer.
They're making sure their content is the source of truth for the AIs of 2027.
Precisely.
It really feels like Edmentum talks about shaping the future of learning, but something like this is the rocket fuel to actually do it.
It's the logical next step. It solves the production bottleneck by becoming a content engine. It makes learning accessible, multilingual, and engaging at a scale humans just can't match.
It's exciting stuff. Which, of course, leaves us with that lingering thought we always like to end on.
It does. And for me, the question this raises is, if a curriculum can update itself, translate itself, and turn itself into a podcast overnight, what does the role of the educator become?
Yeah. If the content creation and delivery is all automated.
Maybe. Just maybe. They finally get to stop being content creators and administrators, and they can go back to being what they signed up to be in the first place.
Yeah.
Mentors.
That's a beautiful thought. The tech handles the lifting. The human handles the heart. Thanks for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
See you next time.